Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, our country loved.
Everybody, this is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and it is a beautiful Saturday, February 22nd. This is African American History and American Heart Health Month. And, of course, this is your favorite show for all veterans and people related thereto, America's Heroes Group, and we're so pleased to have you with us today. America's Heroes Group round radio talk show has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic and hub to veterans affairs, information, resources, and referrals. And we are so pleased to be able to deal with them. And, of course, we have our great sponsors, America's Heroes Group Roundtable, legally speaking, of course, and we are so pleased to have him. What I wanted to say, and he is one of our great sponsors, Attorney Steve Seidman, America's Heroes Group sponsor and legal advisory board member, who is on with us. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Cliff. How are you doing?
Good, 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 good. There's so much going on. Give us some.
Yeah, it's been quite the month, obviously, in a lot of different ways, as it always is. It's been quite the year since we've been going through things, and just thought I'd take some time today to talk about some issues regarding veterans and the law, and how that has sort of. Molded itself into what we've talked about this year mm-hmm. or the last year. If you recall, we talked about a couple things. One is, I think we had something to do with the change of the Ferris Doctrine. And if you recall, the mm-hmm. Ferris Doctrine prevented people in armed services from bringing malpractice cases, medical negligence cases, when they were mistreated medically. And we've talked about the proposed legislation, which in fact went through this year, last year, I should say, that now allows service members to be able to get around that preclusion, as we call it, and and a service member can bring a case against the medical provider that they've been treated with. That we also have talked about during the year the suicides, and we had Stephen Handworker, who was the second man in Iraq, if you recall, who by the way has a hearing loss case, and we're pursuing litigation for the hearing loss from 3M, the earplugs that really were allegedly not working. But Stephen told us that every day 20 people die, military individuals commit suicide, take their own lives because of issues relating to what they've had to go through and the post-traumatic stress. Well, just a day ago, there was a lawsuit filed that charged the VA in really doing nothing to prevent a veteran from committing suicide in a parking lot. And this happened in Florida. And the place where it happened was a VA medical facility that literally was minutes away from a major VA facility that treated mental disabilities veterans. And in this case, the mother of a veteran who died by suicide at a Veterans Affairs Hospital parking lot filed an $8.25 million wrongful death lawsuit against the department And what her lawsuit said was, she was the mother of a 29-year-old Navy veteran who had some issues, her death, her son prevented suicide. But the interesting part is, the person who passed away, Gary Presley, his sister, on the day of the death, actually called the center and said that Mr. Presley, the person who committed suicide, was in possession of a gun. He was planning to harm himself. She told the operator exactly where Mr. Presley was located, and that was based on the GPS signal of the phone. Not one person from the VA hospital or the medical center attempted to locate or assist the person who shot himself. And instead, 3 hours later, he was found inside the VA parking lot, sitting in his car, and passed away. This is sort of a problem, obviously, because it's kind of, how do I put it, indicative of what happens a lot over at the VA hospitals. I think the first issue that kind of relates to what we've been talking about is the terrible amount of suicides. Over the course of a year, I mean, 20 a day is too bad. And I think it's the helplessness that people and the veterans have when they come back home. But the second reason this is so important is that people have to stand up for their rights. And obviously, in this case, the mother of the person who committed suicide did. And I'm not saying it's going to be an easy case, but it is one that I think that hopefully we'll change the way that people at the VA look at people who are mentally disabled and post-traumatic stress being part of it. So I'm hopeful that this lawsuit, as we follow it, will do some good.
And Consular, this is we want all of our listeners to understand. That's called the Ferris Doctrine, right?
Well, the Ferris Doctrine, because the Ferris Doctrine was if you're in current active service, and then if you were an active military person and you were malpracticed upon in an institution, you were out of luck until just about
this
literally
that,
6 months ago. Now, this has to do with VA. And, we do have lawsuits against the Veterans Administration. We all know that certain times the care is not good over there. But that's not the Ferris Doctrine. You have a right, if you're a veteran and you're malpracticed upon for any number of reasons, to be able to bring a lawsuit. So you have to follow certain protocol to do that, but there's a lawsuit that's available. So that's different. Okay. And in this case, this is a mother of a decedent who it's against VA. He was already out of active service, apparently, from what I can tell.
Okay, I got you. I want to make sure we understand the difference, because we had discussed
before. Having said that, if he was in active service nowadays, there could be a malpractice lawsuit, whereas for a century there could not have been. So that's a major change in the law over the course of years. I only bring the lawsuit against the VA up because I think it kind of brings to light the seriousness of post-traumatic stress, the fact that we still have 17 to 20 veterans a day taking their own lives because of hopelessness. That's a real serious problem, So the other problem that we also see is the fact that a lot of veterans who come home may be because of injuries that they've sustained in the war theater or in the theater of their duties, they become addicted to opioids. And in fact, in the case that I just talked about, there was a kind of a tragic series of things with this person, and he actually was medically discharged from the Navy after a motorcycle accident. He was taken a series of opiate medications for chronic pain and under the care of a private sector doctor paid for by VA funds. And we talked about that before. When you go to the VA, it doesn't mean you're getting a VA doctor. There might be private doctors. But however, in that case, the doctor stopped seeing VA patients over a payment dispute. And if you recall, the last time I was on, I think we had an amputation pay dispute, and the guy couldn't get a prosthetic, and they repossessed his leg. You remember that from last month?
I do, yes. But,
yeah. In this case, the doctor stopped seeing VA patients, so this guy, Presley, the guy who killed himself, his prescriptions were disrupted, and he couldn't get his prescriptions filled. And he was in an awful lot of pain, and he just couldn't take it anymore. And he left a note to security personnel that said, this is what happens by punishing already suffering people. And this is the quagmire that we see in the VA system that we've talked about also, that we have private doctors who stop all of a sudden working with the VA for payment issues. We have prosthetists, such as the last month, where they repossessed a leg from the fella because they weren't getting paid appropriate rates. So this is a problem, and I think we have to move to the next level. I know the veterans, the Department of Veterans Affairs is trying to do a good job. I think they're trying to help people now, and they have methods of following up after people are done with their service. But it is still a real issue, and especially the suicide is just a real tragic situation.
It certainly is, Consular. Our call-in number, of course, is 312-374-8130. 312-374-8130. If, in fact, you want to ask the Consular a question or make a comment, we would be happy to hear from you. And by the way, America's Heroes Group is sponsored by, proudly sponsored by, attorney Steve Seidman, whom we are talking to now, Simon Margulis and Fairman LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office, 312-781-1977. And since we're talking about all of our folks, that we want to also mention America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Cooking, Southern Cooking, I should say, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Also, America's Heroes Group, she serves, she matters. Partner and sponsor, National Women's Veteran United, NWVU. That's the National Women's Veteran United at 8620 South Pulaski. That's at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The office is 872-731-2150. The website, www.nwvu.org. And also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Tuskegee Airmen Inc., Chicago Dodo Chapter, Ken Rapier, our president, 8035 South Walcott Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60620, phone number 773-879-2698. Sometimes I get confused because of the fact that we have such great sponsors, but we also have great folks that we want to talk to get the information out, which is what happened today. Of course, Steve Seidman is one of our best. And now we want to go to a caller. Roland, hi. How are you, sir?
Hello?
Hi, Roland. Go right ahead.
Oh, I don't know how they link me with Roland, but I'll take anything that's a portal. This is your a teacher over there from Phillips, Governor William Scott, Phillips High School.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, but you know, I signed
I'm
out.
I'm sorry, I'm on my screen. I have Roland. I'm sorry. Please forgive
me.
Okay,
no problem.
Okay.
But as I said, what I remember vividly for the Vietnamese period, I was signing students right out of Phillips High School, right and left, who couldn't cut it in English science. Well, not my class, of course, they didn't have any problem. But, you know, there were students who left high school because of academic matters and ended up in Vietnam. When I just heard the attorney mention repossession, I said, oh, Lord, please, I hope I didn't hear that, because damn. I mean,
well, I know this is America.
Make America great again, America the beautiful, but repossession of a damn limb, because what I remember, Cliff, even though I have no military experience, but I'm very sensitive to anybody's situation, when I heard that the price rates for prosthesis and things of that sort is almost like the stock market. If you're in Oregon, it's one thing. If you're in Mississippi, it's another. If you're in Georgia, a finger, a leg. Could you ask the attorney to kind of give me a 2020 perspective? Do we still have a patchwork quilt after all of the politicians claim everybody's for the veterans? Do we still have a situation where you got to know which state you should even seek the services you need because of different pay rates for something as basic as a prosthesis, arm, leg, or whatever it might be? And Cliff, I'll get back to you later because
Phyllis
is having a 50th reunion, and we want to plug in with you regarding that, especially our veterans.
Who is having a 50th?
Sponsor. Blessings to you for that.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to. You're great. As always, yeah, William Scott.
By the way, great question.
Yeah.
And in fact, there are many different pay rates. Thank you for asking that question, mm-hmm. because if you went to Medicare, Medicare is going to pay one thing for a leg or an arm or an eye. A private insurance company will pay another. A workers' compensation carrier will pay another. The Veterans Department of Affairs will pay another because, you know, there is specific provision for the veterans for prosthetics. So the fact of the matter is, it's exactly right. It's like the roulette wheel. You put it in, you see if you get red, you black, number. And in that particular case, that poor guy's leg was repoed, just like a car was repoed, because there wasn't payment to the one who made the prosthetic device. And that's because there was a snafu between Medicare and the Veterans Administration to pay that leg. That should never happen, and we've seen that happen a lot. So that's the answer to that question. Mm. Thank you for asking it. And I wanted to just mention a couple of other issues that came up this week, and I'll say this one very briefly, but as it relates to law and what we're seeing with the rule of law kind of taking a little bit of flexibility lately. But here's a situation where a Marine recruit, just like a recruit that we just talked about with the gentleman before, was arrested for allegedly striking a drill instructor at boot camp. So he was in San Diego. He got mad. He punched a guy in the face. Well, that's all well and good. He punched his commanding officer, the drill instructor. The problem is they put him into jail, into the Marine brig. Do you know how long? It's been 2 years.
Oh,
he hasn't
goodness.
Had a trial. Oh. He hasn't had charges levied against him.
Oh.
So his due process, he's been sitting there absolutely just in limbo. And that just came out a couple days ago. I think that these are the type of things that, you know, listen, we all have fits of anger. There's road rage, there's this or that. But you shouldn't sit in jail for 2 years without even a charge being leveled against you in a situation like that.
Consular, as always, you give us great information. We just appreciate your continue to give us. And thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, too. Thanks, everybody.
Always, you're great. And not only great bye-bye. Information, but great sponsorship on his part. We will be back. Stay with us. This is America's Heroes.
Talk radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
This is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312- 781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group radio talk show. It's an honor to salute the bravery, sacrifice, and legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen, shoulders of excellence and resilience that helped to pave the way for all African American soldiers, men and women, past and present, to serve.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, is your Black history-making station. Download the iHeartRadio app and listen live wherever you go. The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
And we're back. This is Chicago, 1690 WVON, and of course I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group, and we are pleased to be with you as always. I want to remind you, our call-in number 312-374-8130. And now, America's Heroes Group Roundtable Veterans Court with Judge. We have up now. We have Attorney Lori Roper, Judge Hooks, and Attorney Scanlon.
Thank you.
Happy to have. I was looking around. I've got these two great folks here. I didn't realize our other great guest is on the line. Thank you, all of you.
No, he's not on.
Okay, I thought he was on. He's not on. I'm told by my producer, Glenda. I wasn't sure, but I do know this. Attorney Lori Roper, supervisor of problem solving in public defender office and veteran courts in the 26th in California. It's great to see her again. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing? Good, good.
I'm good.
And Cook County Assistant Public Defender, Attorney Brian Scanlon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Cliff. Thank you very much.
Good.
I talk a little too much, but, you know,
you get me going. Come on. You can always talk. What is going on now? Give us some 2020 updates on services and programs. And obviously, we couldn't find two people better to fill us in on that.
Well, Cliff, I'd just like to steal the microphone for a second and start off.
Sure.
Under Judge Hook's supervision, you know, a former Marine.
Yeah, right.
He has been running this Veterans Court. And if I could just give a little bit of background, that we have a four-phase program. In our four-phase program, one of the things we emphasize greatly to each of our vets is identifying issues, seeing where their problems are, strategies for identifying where they're going to go in life. Now, what does that mean for Judge Hooks? He has this new program that's very innovative for our vets, and that's simply he's going to teach them to play chess. He wants to instill a sense of pride in them. And he also wants to get them so that they can see strategies in life. What are good moves in life? Now, this may seem a little simple, what are good moves and what are bad moves. But it starts with the chess, the novices. It starts with the other vets who actually know how to do this. I'm a novice myself. I'm not sure about Lori here. But in the world of chess, which Judge Hooks likes to compare to life, mm-hmm. you know, there are more powerful people. But how strangely the pawns, the less powerful people, actually do carry a lot of weight and are very important to all of us. So one of the things we've done is we're reaching out to other veterans groups. We're not the only veterans group doing this, not just in court, but just in the VA in general. Playing chess seems to be an issue that a lot of places do for specifically that. How can we motivate you to see one move? Not just for today. Too many in Lori's and I's clients only see today. They sell tomorrow for today. Mm-hmm. And they don't see beyond two or three moves. Okay, now we, as I told you last time, something I've learned about greatly is the emergency housing. Every vet is entitled mm-hmm. to some place to live. What is the bedrock of your life when we start building these strategies? How can we move you forward? And well, one of the best things is, where are you going to lay your head tonight? And if you don't, if somebody out there knows of a homeless vet, then there are immediate emergency services before we get to being able to get an apartment, being able to get subsidized housing. So all this plays into my first thing, the chess. If you can think of anything you want to know more about that, or I could just continue on my soliloquy here. but I'm very excited about how we... Every court date, we ask them, and some of the vets are timid. Well, I can't play chess. Why me? Well, because we want to teach you that forward vision.
You know, this is, I think, a very interesting thing. I was over at the sheriff's office a number of years ago now, Sheriff Dart, and I heard all this noise and screaming and so forth, and I was wondering what was going on. I didn't want to be here doing a jailbreak. They were playing chess. Yeah. They were playing chess, and in fact, not only were they playing chess, they beat the Russians. So, you know, that whole thing you're talking about, those of you who really care about the folks that are in your care, that makes a whole lot of sense.
It does.
Yeah, go right ahead.
And just mm-hmm. touching on what Brian discussed about the emergency housing. Housing in and of itself is, as Brian said, just the bedrock of anyone's existence. Where are you going to lay your head? And not only to consider where you're going to lay your head, where are you going to keep your things, your stuff, things that make you comfortable? And that, if a lot of our veterans, if they don't have that, I mean, can you imagine if you have medication you take? You're trying to mm-hmm. lug that around with you all the time. Mm-hmm. If you have important papers like mm-hmm. your DD-214, things right. of that nature that you keep with you and being homeless and you're carrying that around, those items can easily be lost. And sometimes things can be difficult to replace. So, yes, housing is very important just to give our veterans a sense of a belonging. And, you know, some of our veterans are suffering from PTSD, just to have a space
sure.
where they can feel safe and protected. So the housing in and of itself is just so important. Brian, do you know of any, what is it that the veterans may need to do to try to engage in the, they just need to talk to the VA or?
They just need to talk to the VA. If they're in our program, for example, as you know, we're at the criminal courthouse, if they come sure. to us, and we say, we're going to let you out, but I have nowhere to go. No, right then, our veterans outreach person finds an immediate place to live. Right then.
See, a lot of people have no idea of that. That's a great service.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And then it all begins with that. From there, then the courtroom, if people know, I have an older vet or somebody who does have that dual diagnosis. Maybe there is an alcohol or a drug problem, but before that, we have to address any psychological needs. And unlike any other courtroom, we can do dual diagnosis. We can handle both clients, you know, where they're at. What one can mask the other is, as I've always seen in the drug court or in the mental health court, before you can even address somebody's substance abuse or trauma, you know, situation, we have to see is one triggering the other. And as Lori's saying, it comes down to, can we get in touch with you? How can we restore your basic dignity? And part of that comes with, as we discussed on the other week, a cell phone. It sounds simple, cell phone. No, you should be able to call your loved ones. You should be able to reach out to the vet and say, I'm having a very bad day. And could you, can I just get a voucher for food for the bus? We have the Friends of Recovery. That's a group which I can, that comes in along with the blankets and the other things they help us with. But they are always ready with bus carts. Every court date, you can get home. You are not going to walk home. You're going to get home. Now, it's not everybody has a car. So where does this come from? Mm-hmm. This just comes from people in our system,
yeah,
who both Lori has reached out to, who Judge Hooks has reached out to. And what does that mean to your caller? So when they look at their loved ones, it doesn't have to just be in Chicago. If you're somewhere else and you call in and we find out where you are, I will find out from our vet who is your local person to call. And we will one, get an answer. But for the veteran that comes into my courtroom, when you leave, it's a stepping stone. There's no downward. There's only upward.
That is tremendous. It really is, Brian. And I'm sure a lot of people have no idea, which is why we're so happy that you folks come in. Because, you know, you see a lot of homeless people.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate.
Lori?
It is so unfortunate. And but again, I will say the VA does step up. And the great part is that you have all these other organizations of people that create these organizations, that donate, get people mm-hmm. to donate funds mm-hmm. that essentially help our veterans get themselves together. But another thing that happens in Veterans Court is something's coming up in May. Is it graduation?
Yes, thank you. I forgot about that. We have the graduation twice a year.
Okay.
General public, anybody's welcome in our courtroom. Anybody who has any affiliation with the vets or wants to encourage the vets, we have we encourage the people kind of in the middle, halfway through their probation, to come in and watch. Listen to the testimonials of the people who have succeeded and what were the hard knocks they took before they, you know, realign themselves. Mm-hmm. So in May, I don't have the exact date yet. Judge mm-hmm. Hooks will pick that. Mm-hmm. We bring in a number of groups. We have the honor blankets. I wish you could see one of those honor blankets and when the vet puts it around him or herself. We will be starting the whole process for graduation. The wonderful thing about something Judge Hooks and the other judges would like to start doing is once we're done with you, we clean up your whole record. We want to put you back on the street, you know, a restored person. Now, that's going to take some time mm-hmm. for us to get permission to not only dismiss and vacate the charge mm-hmm. in our courtroom, but mm-hmm. maybe anything else you have in your background. Mm-hmm. Show us that you're ready. Show us you're ready to get that job, mm-hmm. the CTA Second Chance program, in which they become part of a union.
Yeah.
And then lately I've been going back to my chessboard. Let's have some good camaraderie so you can get the chance of, I'm winning. I won that game today. I'm going to succeed. So
great.
Housing and potential May graduation, we will have it fully catered. Well, cookies and donuts and stuff. That sounds pretty good, like catering to me. And soft drinks, maybe even pizzas. Judge Hooks is fond of pizzas. But, and if he's listening, he can yell at me for saying that. But, yes, that's where we're heading in May.
And how is it that the vets get to the point of graduation? They're moving through phases, and how about the rewards they get when they move through the phases?
When they first come to our program, we explain to them this is teamwork. We are no longer adversaries. We are fighting on your behalf. And the first phase, phase one, is probably the quickest, 60 days of both senior officer being clean and reporting to court, usually weekly. then as we move to phase two, phase three, phase four, we get you have to report less because we trust you. Mm-hmm. But as simple as it sounds, we have McDonald's gift cards. We have Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. We have dollar store gift cards, usually in the increments of $10 or $20, plus that bus fare to get you home. And on your way home, you're going to stop, and we're going to get you something to eat. Simple. They love it. And also the candy bars. Friends of Recovery gives us boxes of candy. So that, and not just candy. We also have health granola bars. Mm-hmm. So just in case you're not into, you know, you're, right. you're watching your waistline, we might have that. Mm-hmm. And that because you sit through court for about 2 hours around lunch. Mm-hmm. This will give you something to snack on. Mm-hmm. Sounds simple, but in the recovery process, these things are really cherished.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just great. Lori, what else do we need to know?
Well, what we need to know is that our veterans are, you know, we have to realize is that our veterans have families that they are living with and that mm-hmm. they're dealing with issues, and that I believe that at some point, and I believe some of the organizations may very well address issues with families, because I know that some of my vets, I was in court, was it 2 weeks ago, yes. and we had a one of the clients who had an issue. He apparently had an issue with a sister he was living with, and she, I think, did not want him to live there anymore. And mm-hmm. and I believe we're realizing or starting to see that sometimes, you know, our vets have to work on their personal relationships with people. Sure. And I believe a lot of that is addressed in their group therapy. A lot of them do go to group therapy, and a lot of them go to just work on their relationships with people, particularly mm-hmm. their families, because it can be difficult to live in a home. Is there any other issue or program that the court may implement that might address that, or is it just the agencies that come to court, like TASC or all those agencies?
TASC and the probation department are in constant contact mm-hmm. with the VA mm-hmm. to deal with the whole person, the family too. We would like that. What kind of ties into this, which I don't think everybody knows, if I could reemphasize, is that you can leave the service as less than honorable or other than honorable, and we will find you some form of service. You put in enough, you get through mm-hmm. basic training, you put in a little time, you're entitled to something. There's plenty of people out there that might be a little embarrassed. Well, I didn't finish. I didn't get out totally. We will turn that around. Until recently, you just had to live with it. But we will upgrade you, as we discussed probably 2 shows ago. How can we take you from, you know, maybe you were a youthful indiscretion or something happened. You stole a candy bar while from the, you know, store or something, and then you're
BX,
out.
Yeah.
Or you didn't tell the truth of your background when you came in and they mm-hmm. discovered it, and then instead of a court martial, you just voluntarily left. But we can upgrade that. It might not be 100% services, but if there's any callers out there that are wondering, well, I did finish something. What could I? And I'm in need of help. I'm in need of, or if you got out 100%, this is something Judge Hooks did recently for a gentleman who had a Silver Star. He had lost his Silver Star. This is a Vietnam vet. Lost it. Lost the certificate from the, I think the director of the VA at the time pinned it on him. We made sure he got a new letter stating and the medal again. I mean, this was probably lost sometime in the 70s.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And the dignity, it's, I keep coming back to that word, mm-hmm. of reestablishing who you were then can also be who you are now.
This is just great information. Our call-in number is 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. We're so pleased to have Attorney Lori Roper with us, Supervisor of Problem Solving in the Public Defender's Office, Veterans Courts at 26 in California.
Thank you.
And also, of course, Attorney Brian Chandler, Cook County Assistant Public Defender.
Yes.
And they just give us such great information. And again, if you want something that you want to question, 312-374-8130 is the way to do it.
And, and they're also recognizing with the upgrades is that people that there that you know there were higher ranking officers who may have been racist. Who may have just been racist and given someone a less than honorable discharge or something like that and contributed to that. And it's being recognized that those things happened. And those things are being reexamined to assist in giving the upgrade. To give someone, I mean, you know, you may have someone who may be eligible for money that they have no idea they're eligible for. You know, if they go and talk to someone about that, so they can, John Marshall.
Yes.
Law school, those attorneys there deal with those upgrades. And is there a particular person that comes to the court to deal with that?
They haven't come recently, but we will finagle them to come back on in. There was a story they told me of a young lady who, through pressure from a superior, that made to be look like, you know, she was a bad person through a relationship with the superior, then she's thrown out. But then later they find out he was the bad person. So we were able to say, hey, well, let's give her an honorable discharge. You know, nobody believed her back then. This is going way back. This is probably 69 or something. She's an older woman now. Mm-hmm. And so now we do our best on that, and kind of like what I do, I tell Lori I do every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but particularly Mondays before Veterans Court, I go around to the other courtrooms where there's new cases. Just ask, is anybody qualified? You that may have slipped through the system, could you ask this one question? Have you ever been in the armed forces? Have you ever served your country?
Wow.
And then, you know, sometimes, as we say, that embarrassment, I didn't finish or I did, and I've got a problem. You know, I'm a vet, but if I tell you and I have this problem, of course, I'm in a criminal courthouse, it's just going to look bad. No shame, no judgment. Just let's polish
thing.
This up.
Yeah,
that,
it
that,
is.
That is a great thing.
It is.
I'm sure. That's why we really are pleased to put on the show, because there are so many folks who don't have a clue that this sort of thing exists. Not only what people can do for veterans, but particularly those who have these problems like you folks take care of. It's just...
And your callers, we are, we are two attorneys.
Yeah.
If they have questions on... can be veterans law. I mean, if it's other than that, I'd do my best, you know, to steer you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take any questions if anybody's got
any
questions.
Well, we have one right now. Let's go to the phones. Again, our number is 312-374-8130, and Pat is with us. Pat, hello.
Hey, Governor, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling, Pat.
Pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I had a question.
Sure.
And I'm a vet. I was in the National Guard from Illinois, Chicago, actually. So what my situation is this is I never ever and I didn't know I was entitled to, how can I say this, to get my VA benefits or disability claims. So just got back injuries, sciatica, herniated disc and stuff like that. And I was discharged honorably, but under honorable conditions. And when you're in the guard, you got to do a, I think it's a 6-year term or, to collect your full benefits. So I just didn't know. And then as I got older, things, kind of progressed just a little worse and worse. So just wanted feedback from you all. I when I tried to fill out the paperwork, by myself, it was kind of hard, and I didn't know where to plug in stuff. So, of course I listen to 1690. The governor always giving out information and you guys on there. So I was like, wait a minute, let me call. Well, that's my situation.
Thank you.
It sounds like, and again, this is just my familiarity from talking to several veterans. It sounds like some of your issues may be service related, and that's going to be key. And, there is an organization that will help you with the upgrade. I will, if you can leave your number with the radio station, I will contact you back with the agencies that will, that can help you with the upgrade. One in particular works out of Jesse Brown. And I just, the name is escaping me right now because I just had this conversation with a friend. So, but the name is escaping me now. But I will get that name for you, and I will contact you to let you know the name of the organization, specifically one that's in Jesse Brown. What you have to do is go and have an appointment with them, you know, sign whatever releases so they can work on your behalf. And they've had marketable success, giving people upgrades, raising their percentages so they can receive more money from the that the money that they deserve. It's not like it's a gift. This is the money you get, you earned.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
We just need to tap into it. So, Sir Pat,
right,
if you would leave your number with the radio station, mm-hmm. I'm Lori Roper. Myself or Brian Scanlon will contact you back with the information definitely by Monday, okay?
That's great, Pat. So call back and leave a number so these wonderful folks can, okay, Glenda, our, yeah, she's getting it. That's great.
And Cliff, I've met the physical therapist from Jesse Brown who work with the vets. He's got the disc problems. Let's get him right over there and let's get him into the physical therapy.
That's beautiful. Well, you folks are just great what you do. And, you know, please, this attorney, Lori Roper, supervisor, problem solving, public defender's office, veterans courts at 26 in California, and attorney Brian Scanlon, Cook County assistant public defender. They do such great work, and we are so pleased to have them come in and repeat. There isn't anything that you can ask that they can't answer. Okay? This is the kind of folks they are.
Hmm. 1 minute.
Yeah. And we'll be talking to them again, obviously. So, folks, thank you for coming. And, of course, tell the judge that Cliff Kelly said hello.
He's going to challenge you in some chess.
Yeah, okay. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right.